music, everything, like I said from the beginning, like, I really wanted to display our sound and everything that we really responsible for, as far as Motown, techno, Anita Baker, Parliament, you know what I'm saying, rock music, you get what I'm saying? I really wanted to try to put as much of that shit as I could possibly put in there, production-wise, but still keep the lyrical content, still that Danny Brown Detroit shit, too, you know what I'm saying, without going too far. You know what I'm saying? It's really based on production. The concept-wise, the more the concept is the production, more so. The lyrical content is still the same thing if you listen to anything I've done before. I ain't do nothing really too much different. You know what I'm saying? But it was really the concept and the production. I really wanted to just showcase Motown, techno, you know what I'm saying? The shit that we do, man, is let you know our sound, but put it in a hip-hop form. You know what I'm saying? That's the concept behind it. Just like if Motown existed today. You feel what I'm saying? What type of rap would they make? This. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm Dr. Phil.
I be Smokey Robinson. Just what I be. I'm just a pretty boy. Like, you sell this shit to the hoes.
That's why I could have came with some gangster ass album.
But why would I do that? I gotta appeal to the female audience. They like me. So I kind of marketed my music towards their round this time. She wants to dance, man. She wants to feel good, man. But it's still, you know, like I said, the lyrical content is still there.
The flip done. You feel what I'm saying? It's not forced.
Yeah.
A club song is not a conventional club song. We fucking sampled fucking Trigger Man. You fucking what's up in there, man?
Raymond Scott.
That's fucking weird. That's supposed to make no club song off no shit like that. You know what I'm saying?